celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Welcome, my friend. Bring that pet around the radio. Let's talk pets for another hour or so and answer your questions. Dr. Debbie, as well as Joey Villani here, dog father Joey Villani, answering your pet-related questions. And phones seem to be white hot right now at 1-866-405-8405. Judy is screening them. And she's also informed me that in just a couple of minutes we'll be talking to Doc Halligan with your flea and tick talk, especially fleas today. We're going to find out exactly what are the options for getting rid of fleas. Some of us don't want to use the chemicals on our fleas.
No.
Let's see.
Laura, I don't want to use the chemicals on my pet.
Yeah, it's if it removes nail polish, then it's got to be some serious stuff. Because I think the only other thing that does that is acetone. But we'll find out some solutions. She may have some ideas for us. What are you working on over there, in Lori?
Well, you know, in the world of statistics, things are big. If housing sales are up 6% this year, that's huge. New car sales up, crime up or down. But listen to this one. The number of new dog parks in the country is up almost 90%.
Wow.
In the last 9 years.
That's incredible.
So, we got a big movement going here. Lots of fun things happening with dog parks. And we'll tell you, the cities that have the most dog parks per residence that they have living there.
Hmm. We just got a brand new dog park down the street. I'm thinking the cities with the biggest dog parks, well, obviously Boulder, Colorado, I would think have a lot of dog parks. L.A.,
I think,
California.
Yeah. You would think. Mm-mm. Yep.
No? Okay. Well, that's
you
on the.
You would think.
You would think. We'll find out with Lori Brooks in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to the phones for your calls right now.
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Where are you today?
I'm in Florida.
In Florida. Okay. Well, you're on with the doctor. How can we help you?
Okay, I have a 2-year-old Vizsla that has a skin allergy. I have him on all natural gluten free food. Been to the vet. It's not fungal, it's not bacterial. It went away during the winter. It came back just about a month ago. We don't know whether it's coinciding with the weather, with the chlorine in the pool. I just can't find anything to do for him. The vet pretty much has thrown up her hands.
Oh, dear. So have you tried other medications? What exactly has been done?
Animax. I have him on Benadryl, 225 milligram twice a day. That keeps it calm, but I just hate keeping on giving him that indefinitely, and I don't know how long this is going to last. It's angry and red-looking.
Okay.
Angry.
Well... angry, yeah, that's one of these descriptive terms.
Angry looking.
Yes, I use that all the time. So, yeah, that connotates that it's really unhappy on that skin. So, I mean, a couple things that there's definitely directions we can go, and it just depends on what approach you're comfortable with, because we can treat allergies symptomatically or we can try to get to a little bit more of the root of things. One of the aspects with any allergy, when we talk about food-related components, a gluten-free diet is only limiting certain types of protein. So if that's not seeming to help and control things, then we might even switch that out to other types of hypoallergenic diets. And there's some where we'll restrict to a hydrolyzed protein. And that's something that for many dogs with allergies, we'll try a course of that. We may switch things up and try something totally different, like a what we call a limited protein diet. So we might have just a couple different ingredients in that and see if the skin signs are better. So I wouldn't say just because you're on gluten-free means that we've eliminated that food allergy possibility.
Okay.
So that's one thing. The other thing is, we have specialists of veterinary types of all sorts. So pretty much anything you can imagine in the human world, there's a veterinary specialty in that. So, and we do have veterinary dermatologists. So if your veterinarian is not comfortable with where things are or thinks that everything has been exhausted, we can refer to a veterinary dermatologist. And I would see, if you're interested, I would see about getting your pet tested, allergy tested, because there's certain things we can either A, eliminate in the environment, or we can do hyposensitization for pets with allergies. And that's kind of getting to the root of the allergy, if you will. Rather than trying Benadryl and medicine to try to control the itch, we try to go to the heart of it, what's causing it. So that would be one thing I'd consider. Have you thought about that at all?
I have. I think it just flared up again in the last 3 weeks, and I think it must be environmental since it went away all winter and the dog was not in the pool, and there's probably different plants blooming, different things out there right now. My feeling is it probably isn't food since he was fine all winter long.
Yeah, and we can get kind of overlap of food allergies and seasonal allergies. So, you know, it might be worthwhile to see about allergy testing. And that can be done with a skin method with a dermatologist where they kind of inject little allergens to the particular skin areas. There's also some food or some blood allergy testing that can be done. It's not necessarily as precise, but it's a good starting point for some folks. So that would be another thing to try. Alternatively, if you're not inclined to go towards the testing, we might try a cyclosporine type drug, which kind of modulates the immune system, so it kind of helps the signs of allergies, but it's a little bit different approach than just using either steroids or Benadryl. And there's one called Atopica, and I use that pretty heavily in my practice, so that might be another alternative that you can look at for your little baby there. And see if that helps take the itch out there, because nobody likes a scratchy dog. And certainly we like to have a quiet, comfy home. This is Dr. Debbie. If you have a question, we are here for you at Animal Radio, 1-866-405-8405.
This delicious, healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Just like our little Tigger is the picture of health. Learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thanks, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio. Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Fat Sassy.
Fat and Sassy. I'll have to remember that. Write that one down. That's good. I like it. Fat and Sassy. Where are you Fat and Sassy from today?
Oh, we're in California.
In California. Okay. How can we help you?
Well, I got a golden retriever. He's about not quite a month and a year and a half, just almost a little under a year and a half.
Okay.
And he's a couple times he's had problems with his backside. His tail, if you moved from side to side, it didn't bother him, but if you tried to lift it, it did. And we noticed that he was constipated.
Huh, okay.
So this happened one time, and evidently he cleared himself up because he came back in the house, and he went for 2 or 3 days like that, and then he was fine. He come back in, he's just happy as can be, and everything's fine. He did it again for 2 or 3 days, just recently, just this last week, and now he's fine again. And I don't know if the tail being stiff and, you know, holding it down, but tucking it between his legs and not moving it, if that's got something to do with the constipation or not.
Well, yeah, it certainly can. And anything that kind of goes on in the whole hindquarter area can definitely affect the carriage of the tail, or basically how well that they hold it up and wag it and show off the, especially a golden retriever, those gorgeous feathers that they have.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when he was constipated, were you pretty comfortable that you saw hard to pass poops, or was he having diarrhea, or
he was having a hard time passing it.
And then when it came out, it was dry and oversized.
Well, my son said it was okay. I mean, he's 24, so you got to know. I mean, I wasn't home. He called me and said, you know, he finally went to the bathroom and it looked, I asked him if it looked good or, you know, what it looked like. He said, well, it looked like poop.
Okay, because typically if I expect a pet to be constipated, you know, let's get serious about describing poop here on the air. We're looking for, you know, constipated poop is usually dry, hard to pass, oversized. If we're not seeing that corresponding with when he was having troubles, it could be something else causing pain. So it may not necessarily be a constipation issue. So if we got pretty good confirmation, and you know, your son should know, everyone knows crap to some degree, but if you're comfortable that he's described that and said, yeah, Dad, you know, this is really some unusual looking poop. It's dry. It looked like, you know, he was having a hard time passing it. If not, then we'd definitely go looking for other things. And now, does your dog do much swimming?
No, not right now.
Okay.
He plays in the mud and everything. He's happy now. I mean, he ate good during the whole time. He just didn't get rid of it. And He walked funny, and he'd go out, and he'd try to go, and he'd strain and everything. And he just couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and that inconsistent, the occasional trouble going to the bathroom, it's certainly possible, you know, that, you know, he acquired something that was more interesting than the typical dog food, and that could cause some havoc going through. And then I'd want to make sure that we're feeding just a consistent diet, and we're not switching things up, giving him table scraps or, you know, any kind of bones. Even a dog that, say, gets rawhide chews, nothing necessarily wrong with that, but we can see a pattern of inconsistent poops for many dogs that have that ingest rawhides. It can cause the diarrhea, and then it can kind of look like they're having trouble passing the subsequent poop. So I would say, go ahead.
Tree limbs. He eats tree limbs and twigs.
All right.
All he's fascinated with them. He comes in there like toothpicks with him. He comes in and chews them up on the floor.
Oh, gotta stop that.
I think he's a woodcutter.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, as far as a lot of these guys, they look for stuff to chew. And, you know, if he is ingesting things like that, tree limbs, you know, your neighbor's shrubs, what have you, then that definitely that can create some havoc going through. So you might want to work. My prescription for you might be to really super monitor his intake and his output over a period of a week to 2 weeks. And during that time, watch him closely, make sure he doesn't have access to some of these different behaviors of chewing, and see what those poops are looking like. If everything's going good and we're comfortable that he's not getting into other things, then we may be comfortable to say, that occasional problem is likely to eating that bough off that tree or, you know, chewing something in the yard. But yeah, definitely, I make light of it, but, you know, we don't want to encourage that kind of chewing behavior because it just sets up for whole sets of digestive problems and foreign objects and all that wonderful stuff.
Well, thanks for your call today, 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, this is Paula Poundstone. Wait, I forget where I am.
Animal Radio.
Animal Radio. I love that. Oh, hey, this is Paula Poundstone on Animal Radio. Spay and neuter your pets or we're going to be eaten alive!
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever. And I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.